Last time we started the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the quotes of Machlokas Amoroim. What's the din if Shochet Besakin Venimtes Peguma? Let's say a Shochet, he's Bodek the Sakin, as all the Rishonim explained, that he was Bodek the Sakin before the Shechita, and then he Shechts, and he finds that the Sakin is a Sakin Peguma, that there's a Nick in the Sakin, that it's not completely smooth. Rav Huna says that in such a case, the Shechita is a Shechita Psula, because we're afraid that the Pegima occurred before the Maisa Shechita, Shema Bo'or Nifgima. Rav Chista disagrees, and he says that the Shechita is a Shechita Ksheira, because Shema Be'etzim Nifgima, which we explain based on the Rishonim, it's not a Shema Be'etzim Nifgima, but rather Eimar Be'etzim Nifgima, that Vadai, Ima occurred through the Etzim, that's what we assume. Since Etzem, Vadei, Pogem, and Or, Sofek, Lo, Pogem, it's Sofek Uvadei, Rav Chista says, Vein Sofek, Motzi, Midei, Vadei. That's the Machlokes, Amoraim, and the Gemara, what's the din? Is the Shechita a Shechita Kshera, or do we say the Shechita is a Shechita Psula? Because we're afraid that the Pegima occurred before the Shechita. Now the Gemara is going to come to try to bring Rayas to the different Amoraim. So the Gemara says as follows, if you have the Gemara, please look inside, together with me. Osiv Rava l'siyue l'Rav Huna. Rava asked the Kasha to bring a raya. He asked the Kasha from a braisa to bring a raya to Rav Huna Shita. Tavol ve'olav v'nimtzolav davar chotzeitz. Let's say a person goes to the mikveh and then he finds a chatzitza on him. Avol bishin esasik ba'osu amin kolayam kulo lo also lo tvila. The din is that even if he was nisasik ba'osu amin kolayam kulo, meaning after the tvila, then he was nisasik with that min. Yeah, some kind. You know, he's making challah afterwards, right? And then he finds that on his that somewhere on his body, right, on his hands, on his mouth, on his head, or something, on his forehead, he finds like dough. So the question is, did he have the dough on his forehead before the tefillah? Did he have the dough on the forehead after the tefillah? So the Gemara says that even if he's nesasik b'osum in kolayam kulo, the tefillah is not good. We assume that there was a chatzitz on him from before. Until he knows for sure that he didn't have any chatzitza on himself before the tevila, if he's mesupuk, then we assume that there's a problem. Let's put it all together. There's a vaday tevila. There's a safek chatzitza, because he doesn't know if he had the chatzitza on him or not. The kaasi safek motzi midei vaday, and the safek is coming, and it's motzi midei vaday. The safek is coming, and it's motzi midei vaday. How can it do that? Rav Chista had said that ain't Sofik Motzi Midei Vadei. From this Braisa, you get the impression that Sofik is Motzi Midei Vadei. It's the Haraya to Rav Huna, Akasha against Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, Shani Osam, Deik Lamei Mahame Tomei Al Cheskasa. The Gemara says, no, it's different, because there's a Cheskas Tomei. The Gavra that went to the Mikvah has a Cheskas Tomei, so that Cheskas Tomei is going to do him in. We're not going to say ein sofik motzi midei vadei because there's a cheskas tuma. Also, mikol amei mahami tamei al cheskos ve'emer lo tovel. So, for the Gemara, it's nothing special. Hachanami hamid behema al cheskos ve'emer lo nishchita. Rav Huna has the principle of behema b'chaya b'cheskas yisra medes. There's a cheskas yisra by the behema too. Maishna tvila from the behema. Says the Gemara, hari shchuta lefanecha. No, but it's vadei shchuta lefanecha. Hachanami hari tovel lefanecha. Well, there's no difference. He had a cheskas tamei. The guy has a cheskas tummy, but he did a ma'aseh tevila, so it's harei tava lefanecha. So what's the problem? No, zok the Gemara ha is yalida be'reyesa. It's a reyesa that now he has a chatzitza on him. So frag the Gemara chanami is yalida be'reyesa. There's a reyesa over here too. The sakin is a sakin paguma. What's the difference? There's the same issues exist in both. We have a cheskas iser by the behema, we have a cheskas tuma by the gavra. There's a reyesa by the behema because there's a pegima in the sakin, just like there's a reyesa by the tefila. So taku, what's the difference? Zok to Gemara yisod. Sakin is roi, behema lo is roi. That when it comes to the behema, what's the reyesa in? The reyesa is in the sakin. It's not in the behema. Reyesa when it comes to the tefila is in the gavra that has the cheskas tuma. So because the reyes is in the gavra that has the cheskas tomei, so there we're not going to say that ain safik motzi midei vadai, right? There the safik is going to be motzi midei vadai because you have a reyes in that gavra. But here, sakin isroi, behema lo isroi, the reyes is in the sakin, it's not in the behema. So because it's in the sakin, not in the behema, therefore, Rav Chista will say that the shechita is a shechita kshera, and will say that ain safik motzi midei vadai. Okay, this is the simple rendition of the Gemara. Obviously, we're going to have to go a little bit deeper into it, but this is the simple shock of the time. Let's take it one step further. Let's read the next raya. Meisrei, the Gemara, it's another kasha. Shocheres haveshet ve'achakach nishmeto hagargeres. We had this brisa before, right? That yeshech the veshet. Veshet is shechted. This is a tosefta that the Gemara quoted later on in the second parak. We had it together. Shech the veshet, and then you find the gargeres, and then the gargeres is nishmeto. So we know shmuta is a problem. Shmuta, if one of the simonim is nishmeta mimkoma, it's a problem. What's the problem? Help me now. What's the problem of shmuta? What's the problem? Machlokas, exactly. Who said that? Raise your hand. Solomon, Machlokas, right? Rashi says what? That Shmuta is a problem of what? Of Trefa. Rashi says it's a problem of Trefa. And the Bahag says? Halach l'moshem yisina. It's a problem of Ikur, right? Okay. So Zokta Tosefta, Shachar Esavesh, V'yargach Nishmata Hagargeres, Ksheira. Nishmata Hagargeres, V'yargach Shachar Esavesh, Psulas. If the Hashmata occurs before the Shchita, then it's a problem. If it occurs afterwards, it's okay. If it's a suffix, you don't know when it occurred, whether the Hashmata was before, the Hashmata was after. So then the Tosefta says, Zeha Yamaisav Armor, Kol Suffix B'Shchita Pasul. Kol Suffix B'Shchita Pasul. Okay, so the Tosefta says, a suffix in the Shchita is possible because maybe it happened after, maybe the Shmuta happened before the Shchita, so therefore it has to be possible. What's this lashon of kol sofik b'shchita? That's a ribui. So, frag the Gemara, kol sofik b'shchita la'asuyeh emai. What does kol sofik b'shchita come to include? Lav la'asuyeh kai gavna mistama. It's coming to include this case. Isn't it coming to include the case of shochat b'saken v'nimtzeis paguma? That's also a sofik b'shchita. So, isn't it coming to include this case that we assume that it's taka shchita subsula? Raya to Rav Huna against Rav Chista. Lak the Gemara lo la'asuyeh sofik shah sofik doras. No. It comes to include a case where there's a suffix whether one of the psula shchita occurred. Was it a shehiya? Was it a drasa? That's the case that it comes to include that we have to be machmir. Umayshna, hasam is yelida bareyas babehema, hacha sakin isroi, behema lo isroi. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why should suffix shah, suffix daras be a case that we have to be machmir for? And yet shochet besakim nintzis paguma. Rav Chista says that we can be Mekel. So the Gemara says the same pismon, the same lashon, that Hocha Saket Israel Behema Lo Israel, but there by Safek Shah, Safek Daras, there's a Reyesa in the Behema itself, a Reyesa in the Shchita itself. So if the Reyesa is in the Shchita, Rav Chista holds you have to be Machmer. But if the Reyesa is only in the Sakin, Rav Chista says that there you could be Mekel. Okay. So we're going to have to understand this. What does this mean? Saket Israel Behema Lo Israel. Why should Rav Chista be more Mekel? Because the Reyes somehow is in the Sak and it's not in the Behemah. But let's complete the Gemara now. The Hilchas HaKavasei de Rav Huna Kishelo Shiba Bo Etzem, the Hilchas HaKavasei de Rav Chista Kishelo Shiba Bo Etzem. So now the Gemara has a Hilchasa. The Gemara doesn't always pass in the Shaila, but here they pass in the Shaila, in this Machlok Zamarayim. Gemara says, Hilchas HaKavasei de Rav Huna Kishelo Shiba Bo Etzem. If you were not Shover Atzamos Kol Hayom Kulo, you didn't use the knife to cut the Atzamos, so then Hilchas HaKavasei de Rav Huna, then we can assume that Be'or Nifkema, right? We have to be Choshesh, I should say, that Be'or Nifkema, and we have to assume Shchita Subsula. But says the Gemara, Hilchas HaKavasei de Rav Chista, Kesheshiba Ba'etzem, if you're Meshaber Atzamos, so then you can assume that the Pegima occurred through the Atzamos that you broke after the Ma'isa Shchita. Okay, so that's the Hachra of the Gemara. Halacha Rav Huna, that Shchita Sokshera, if Lo Shibe Ba'etzem, Halacha k'Rav Chista that shchitaso, Halacha k'Rav Huna that shchitaso psula if lo shibe ba'etzem. Halacha k'Rav Chista that shchitaso k'sheira if shibe ba'etzem. So zok the Gemara mechlal the Rav Chista afal gav lo shibe ba'etzem. It sounds like the machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista is not talking about shibe ba'etzamos. Rav Huna says afilu shibe ba'etzamos kol yam kulo shchitaso psula. That's what he says. But what's the machlokas really going on? What's the case that's going on? So comes the Gemara and says, the machlokas amarayim is even if lo shibe ba'etzim. Rav Chista is willing to be mekel even if lo shibe ba'etzim. It's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Ela b'may ifkim. What's he assuming? If lo shibe ba'etzim, so how did the begima occur? the two choices we have till now are Shema Ba'or Nifkema or Shema Be'etzem Nifkema, because he was Shover Atzamas. If he wasn't Shover Atzamas, how did the Begima occur? So Zokter Chista, no, Ema Be'etzem Demafrekes Ifkem. There really are three possible sources of this Begima. Either the Or, if the Or is the source of the Begima, then obviously it occurred before the Shechita. Or the Atzamos, if Shiber Ba'atzamos Kolayam Kulo, it's the Etzem that he broke with the Sakim. Becomes the Gemara and says, no, there's a third option, and that is that even if he wasn't Mishaber at Samas Kalayim Kulo, the Etzem HaMafrekes could also produce that Pegima. Normally, the Shochet is careful. He tries not to ruin the knife. He tries not to create a Pegima in the knife. He'll shach the Simonim, and he won't hit the Mafrekes. If you're careful, you don't have to hit the Mafrekes. It's not literally on top of the Simonim. But it can happen. It can happen that he'll hit the Etzem HaMafrekes and he'll make a pegima in the night with the Etzem HaMafrekes. Comes Rav Chista, and he says that if you're shochet b'sakim v'nimzeis peguma, we can assume that the pegima occurred through the Etzem HaMafrekes, even if lo shiver ba'atzamas. It's a big chiddush, right? Why should I assume that? So he said initially. He said because Etzem v'adei pogim. Etzem v'adei pogim. The or is not always pogim. You cut through the or always in a ma'aseh shechita. And very often it's not pogim. But etzem, if you hit the mafrekes, even if you nick the mafrekes, you might not even perceive that you nick the mafrekes. But if you hit the mafrekes, then the etzem is v'adei pogim. So etzem v'adei pogim, or sofek pogim, sofek lor pogim, ain't sofek motzim idei v'adei. Okay? Who comes out from the Gemara, Rav Chista, Rav Hun are arguing, even if lo shiber ba'atzamas. Rav Chista's din of Ein Sofek Motzim Idei V'adei applies even if you were not Mishaber Atzamas, because the Etzem HaMafrekes can be Pogim, and he holds that's also a V'adei Pogim and Ein Sofek Motzim Idei V'adei. Gemara just concludes with a Maisa Rav. As Hava Uvda V'Torav Rav Yosef Atleisa Chevosa. There was an Uvda, there was something that occurred that someone shechted, B'sakin, V'nimtzeis Peguma. Rav Yosef was Torav, meaning he asid 13 animals. They found that the sakin was peguma, and they brought it to Rav Yosef, and he said that the 13 animals have to be thrown out. They have to be given to a guy. They're considered nevela. Why? So who is he pasking like? So first the Gemara suggests keman kiravuna v'afilu b'kamaisa. Maybe Rav Yosef was paskening like Rav Huna, and he was torah atlesa chevasa all of the animals, even the first one. Rav Huna holds that Shachar B'Sakim V'Nimtzeis Peguma, you find the Pegima afterwards, not just the next animals after the first one, but even the first one is going to be Psula. So is that what he did? Did he pass all 13 animals? Lo, k'Rav Chista u'Labar Mikamaisa. Then the Gemara suggests, no, maybe he passed in like Rav Chista, Labar Mikamaisa, except, right, leaving out the first one. He passed at Tleisa Chevasa, but not including the first one. It's just a phrase. It really means he passed 12 animals, except for the first one, because the first one, you can assume that Etzem Vade Pogim, but the rest of them, you got to be Choshesh. Once Etzem Vade Pogim, so then the rest of them are going to be Nevelis, right? Yibay Seim Alolam K'Rav Huna. Then the Gemara suggests, no, Rav Yosef is going like Rav Huna. How so? The Iker Rav Chista Michti. If he's going like Rav Chista, so let's think about it. Mitla Talinan. Rav Chista is Tola that the Pegima occurred through the Etzem. Mimayde be'etzem demafrekes dekamaisa ifkim. Why should you assume that it occurred through the Etzem amafrekes of the first animal? Dilma be'etzem demafrekes debasraisa ifkim. Maybe it occurred in the Etzem amafrekes of the last animal. So if it occurred in the Etzem amafrekes of the last animal, so how many animals should be nevelus? How many animals should be psula if the Pegima occurred in the Etzem amafrekes of the last animal? None, exactly, none. So the fact that Rav Yosef passed the animals, Zokta Gemara shows that he paskin like Rav Huna against Rav Chista. Okay, these are the different options that the Gemara sets forth. So what comes out of the sugya? Let's pedal back to Yud Amud Aleph again. So the Gemara originally had presented the machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista as being a machlokas as to whether you say ain't sofik motzi mi devadai or not. Rav Huna says that Shema Ba'or Nifkema, right? Shema Ba'or Nifkema, he's concerned that Shema Ba'or Nifkema. And he assumes, as we explained last time, that you need a Bira Bevadai, that the Shechita is a Shechita Kshera in order to be Motzi from the Cheskas Isser of the Behema. Rav Chista counters and says, no, Ein Sofik Motzi Mide Vadei, since the Etzim is Vadei Pogem, and the Or is only Sofik Pogem, Sofik Lo Pogem, Ein Sofik Motzi Mide Vadei. Right, that's what we had said yesterday. Comes the Gemara, Gemara's bothered, right? It tries to bring a Raya to Rav Huna, and basically, it's really answering according to Rav Chista, right? Rav Chista is not bothered with this Raya from Taval Va'ala, because he says, Sakin Yisroi Behem Alo Yisroi. It comes out a little bit strange. Rav Chista earlier had said that the reason why Shochet B'Sakim and Nimtzeis Peguma is because Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Right? That's the Yisod that the Gemara had set forth up top. But now it seems as though Rav Chista is using a different logic. He's saying that Sakin Yisroi Behem Alo Yisroi. The reason why you can be mated by Shochet B'Sakim and Nimtzeis Peguma is because Sakin Yisroi Behem Alo Yisroi. What's the real reason? The Gemara seems to be shifting gears over here. I said that we're not finished. Rav Chista had said, made one comment, but then the Gemara is going to develop it further. So this is the development that we were waiting for. Gemara seems to say Rav Chista has a different time. That the reason why he says Shochet B'Sakim and Nimtzeis Peguma Shchitas Ukshera is not because Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadei, but rather because Sakin Yisroi Behem Alo Yisroi. Why does he change the reason? Why does he shift gears? Is he shifting gears? Is there some kind of relationship between what Rav Chista said earlier and what he's saying now? Or is it really shifting gears? That's kasha number one that we have to address in this sugya. What's more, how do we understand this yesod, that Sakin Yisroi Behem Alo Yisroi? What does that mean? What does that mean? What, the reyesa is in the Sakin. Sakin is Becheskas Baduk. Now we do a Shechita, and we find that the Sakin is the Sakin Pogum. It's Pogum Lefanecha. The Behema was Becheskas Issa, right? Now how does the Behema become Becheskas Heter? How is it Hutra? Through what? Through the? The Shechita, the Maisa Shechita, right, David. So, if you don't have a Maisa Shechita, the Behema is not going to be Becheskas Heter. So, isn't the Cheskas Isra of the Behema totally in the Sakin? The Shechita has to be done through the Sakin. So, the Sakin is Becheskas Baduk. Right? Now you tell me that there's a Reyes in the Sakin. So, if there's a Reyes in the Sakin, so the Reyes in the Sakin translates into a Reyes in the Behema. The Din of the Behema is dependent on the Din of the Sakin. So how can Rav Chista say Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi? He's like splitting. He's saying, look, let's focus what the Reyes is really on. The Reyes is on the Sakin, it's not on the Behema. So what? So what? But the Reyes of the Sakin translates into a Reyes in the Behema. Because once you have a Reyes in the Sakin, it means that your Shechita is not going to be a good Shechita, so now you have a Reyes in the Behema, so the Behema is going to be Asura. So why should it matter that the Reyes is in the Sakin as opposed to Reyes in the Behema? The Reyes in the Sakin translates into the Reyes in the Behema, so the Shechita is not a Shechita Kshera. Rav Chista should say that the Behema is Asura. It's really a Pella. What's the Gemara saying? First of all, why is the Gemara changing gears? Rav Chista on top said that the Yisod is Ein Sofek Motzi Midei Vadei. Why is the Gemara changing gears to say Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi? And secondly, what does Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi mean? The din of the Behema is totally in the din of the Sakin. So if you have a Reyes in the Sakin, perforce, you have a Reyes in the Behema. Das meint, you have a Reyes in the Behema. So how does that explain Rav Chista Shita Bechlau? It's really a pella. Comes the Ran, and he has a comment over here. Just in case you don't have the Ran, let's look at the screen together. The Ran on the Beis Amud Aleph and Dapi Arif. We saw the beginning of the Ran yesterday, right? So let's do the next part of the Ran. The time of the Rav Chista, says the Ran. Well, what's Rav Chista's logic? What's Rav Chista's logic? The cave on the high reyesa, sakin who the isyalid velo ba behema. That's why we didn't see this Ran yesterday, because we wouldn't have understood what he's talking about, because it's based on the hemshich of the gemara. So up the Ran, the time of the Rav Chista is cave on the high reyesa, cave on the high reyesa besakin who the isyalid velo ba behema. The sakin hoya becheskas boduk mamshichim cheskaso v'tolin lahokel de la'achas shchita nifkan. Ran says that since the Reyes is in the Sakin, Reyes is nolad in the Sakin, not in the Behema. Rav Chista says that for Mamshech, the Cheskas Heter, the Cheskas Boduk in the Sakin, and we're told that the Begim occurred after the Shechita. What's he say? L'chora, what the Ran is saying is that Rav Chista looks at the Shoresh HaSofik. Chazaka means that b'mokom sofik you're allowed to follow the status quo. You can follow the chazaka de meikar. Rav Chista looks at the shoresh hasofik. What is the Shoresh HaSafik? Do we have a Safik in this Behemah? No, we have a Safik in the Sakin, which is going to translate into a problem with the Behemah. What do we do? Well, we look at the Shoresh HaSafik, which is the Sakin, and we see that the Sakin has a Cheskas Badak, so we're allowed to follow Chazaka in the Sakin. Even though the Behemah has a Cheskas Isser, it doesn't matter. We look at the Cheskas Badak. The Cheskas Isser of the Behemah is bad, but the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin is good. So since the Shoresh HaSafik is not in the Behemah, but rather it's in the Sakin, Chista says that we're allowed to focus on the Shoresh HaSafik. And if in the Shoresh HaSafik we have a Chazaka Lahatir, then we're allowed to be Mamshech that Chazaka. That's what Chazaka is all about. We can continue that Chazaka to Meikar. So we can establish the Sakin as being a Sakin Baduk, as being a Sakin that didn't have a Bekima during the Shechita. Since the Shoresh HaSafik is in the Sakin, we can establish the Sakin as not having a Bekima during the Shechita. And if it doesn't have a Pegima during the Shechita, then it's like Vadei Nishchita. That's what the Gemara was saying. Harei Shchuta Lefanecha. How can the Gemara say Harei Shchuta Lefanecha? Because since the Shoresh HaSavik is in the Sakin, we're allowed to establish the Sakin as being a Sakin Boduk, and now Harei Shchuta Lefanecha, the Maisa Shechita is a Shechita Bevadei, and then we don't care that there used to be a Cheskas Isser in the Behema. Once you have a Vadei Shechita, the Vadei Shechita is Motzi from the Cheskas Isser of the Behema. But the Yisod is that we follow the Shoresh HaSafik. And if in the Shoresh HaSafik we have a Chazak Alahatir, then that Chazak Alahatir can create a Vada Shechita. And once you have a Vada Shechita, the Cheskas Isser of the Behemah is not going to bother us. But Emes, this Yisod of the Ran is really licked in the vert of Rashi. It's really lying in the words of Rashi. Let's look back at the Gemara. Let's see the Rashi. Let's see how Rashi explains the Sugya. Gemara says, Behemah lo Yisroi, says Rashi, Sakin Yisroi, Behemah lo Yisroi. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the kevan de lav begufa mamish isyolid, ela bedover acher. The reisa here is lav begufa isyolid. It's not in the guf. It's not in the guf of the behemah. Right? If you want to take a look on the share, we're gonna need this for the Tosfos. So it's there anyway. The Gemara in Chulin is there. Take a look at the Rashi here. Yeah, let's take a look over here on the screen. Behemah lo Yisroi, says Rashi, v'kevan d'lav begufa mamish isyolid, ela b'davar acher. The reis is not in gufa. It's not in gufa. What does it mean, gufa? Gufa of the behemah. The reis is not in the gufa of behemah, but rather it's b'davar acher. Lo domi l'tvila. Lo osi sofik de reis de sakin, umotzi oso mide shchita vadois, de vade etzem poga. What is Rashi saying? He's bringing back Rav Chista's statement, right? Rav Chista made that statement before that Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vadei. So Rashi is saying, how does Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vadei fit into Sakin Yisroi Behemah Lo Yisroi? That's exactly the point. That since the Reis is not in the Gufa Behemah, but rather it's in Dover Acher, we're allowed to focus on the Dover Acher. We focus on the item that has the Reis. So a Sofik in the Reis of the Sakin, a Sofik in the Reis of the Sakin is not going to be Motzi Midei Vadei in the Etzem. It's a little bit different than the Ran. The Ran says once you have the Cheskas Baduk in the Sakin, so I'm allowed to be Mamshech the Chazaka of the Sakin. And once I establish the Chazaka of the Sakin to be Lahatir, once I use the Chazaka of the Sakin to establish the Metzius of the Sakin, so that determines that there was a Shechita Beheter, and once there was a Shechita Beheter, so then there's no problem. Rashi is saying a little bit different, but it's the same Yisod. It's that you only have to focus on the Dover that has the Reisa. If the Reisa is B'davar Acher, if it's in the Sakin, so then it doesn't matter that there's a Reisa in the Sakin. That doesn't affect the Behema. But whatever is in the Sakin affects the Behema? No. Rav Chista said, Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vadei. So since the Reis is in something else, so I have a Vada Shechita. Within the Behema itself, I'm not going to look at the Cheskas Isser anymore. Because since Etzem Vada Pogem, I have a Vada over here. So the Sofik Reis of B'davar Acher, the Sofik Reis of B'davar Acher is not going to be Motzi from the Vada in the Behema, the Vada Shechita that I have in the Behema, because Etzem Vada Pogem. Right? Rashi is trying to put together these two svaras, the Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vadei, together with the Sakin Yisroi Behema Lo Yisroi. So he says that the reisa in the sakin is not going to affect the vaday. The reisa in the sakin is a suffix. Because really, etzem is vaday pogim. So because etzem is vaday pogim, I'm sitting here with a vaday shchita. There's no cheska sisser in the behema. Aye, there's a reisa in the sakin. No, but since we look at it as though there's a vaday in the shchita, it seems like the key is the reisa is in something else besides the behema. So because the reisa is in something else besides the behema, I'm allowed to say that ain't suffix besakin. Motzi midei vaday babehema. That's how the Rashi seems to be learning. But the yesod, both according to Rashi and the Ran, is that we can isolate the shorish asafik. And the shorish asafik is not going to affect the behema if the suffik is not in the behema, but rather it's in the sakin. Okay, this is one approach. Okay, let's just review for a moment. Okay, we have two different statements. Rav Chista had said up top that by shochi b'sakim nitzis peguma shchitas ukshera. Why? Because etzem vaday pogim ain't suffik motzi midei vaday. In the hemshach of the Gemara brings a different svar. Sakin isroi behema lo isroi. So there were two kashas that we had so far. First of all, what's Rav Chista's reason? Is it one or the other? Is it ain't suffik motzi midei vaday, or is it sakin isroi behema lo isroi? What's his real reason? And secondly, what does sakin isroi behema lo isroi mean? The din of the behema is totally in the din of the sakin. So what does it mean? The sakin has a reisa, but not the behema. So what? But once the reisa is in the sakin, so then that translates into a reisa in the behema. So the Ran answers it all follows the shoresh asafik. That if the shoresh asafik is in the sakin, and in the sakin I have a cheskas baduk that can help me with the sakin, then that's it. It doesn't matter that there's a cheskas iser in the behema. Look at the sakin. The sakin is in good shape because it has a cheskas baduk. So once the sakin has a cheskas baduk, it's not going to ruin the behema. And Rashi just adds that lav begufa is yolid reyesa. So the reyesa is not in the gufa behema. So the suffix reyesa in the sakin is not going to be motzi midei shchita vadois of midei shchita vadois in the behema because etzem vaday pogim. Rashi like makes a kugel out of it. He doesn't talk about the cheskas baduk. He just says since there's a suffix in the sakin. A suffik in the sakin is not motzi midei vaday. A shchita vadois because etzem vaday pogim. Etzem vaday pogim tells me there's a shchita vadois. So a suffik in the sakin is not going to take away from the fact that now I think the behema is vaday nishchita. So ain't suffik motzi midei vaday because the suffik is in a davar achem. Okay, this is one, two sides to one approach. Rashi and the Ran are not quite the same. But the yesod is they're trying to put the two together. They're putting ein suffik motzi midei vaday and sakin isroi behema lo isroi together. That each one is mashlim the other, right? That since I only have a reisa in something else besides the behema, so therefore the problem that I have in the sakin is not going to affect the behema either because it's only a suffik and the behema is viewed as a vaday Rashi, or since I have a cheskas baduk in the sakin, so I can establish the sakin as being b'cheskas eina paguma, and then there's no reason to passel the shchita. Questions? Okay. Some of the Rishonim offer a different answer to the questions that we raised, based on what they say to answer a third question. If we look at a third question in the sugya, so that might open our eyes a little bit. And then we might be able to answer these questions, what Sakin Yisroi, Behema Lo Yisroi really means. It could be there's something deeper going on over here in the sugya. Let's address a third question in the sugya that made it very big in the Rishonim. Many of the Rishonim address the stira in the sugya from Masechta Nida to here Masechta Chulin. Let's take a look at Gemara Nida. Here's the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida presents another situation where we have competing chazokas. And the Gemara deals with that situation in a very interesting way. And that prompts the question of the Rishonim, because the way that the Gemara deals with that situation seems to apply to our case as well, and yet we don't find that our sugya is saying the same thing. What do I mean? So the first Mishnah Nida says like this, Shammai Omer kol anoshim dayan shaitan. Shammai says that when a woman gets her period, or if she just sees dam even outside of her period. So dayon shaitan, the time that they see the dam coming out of the mokar, it's enough that you're metame from that moment and on. Right? Let's say I didn't draw a chart for this, but you can imagine in your mind Right? Let's say a woman is Becheskas Tara. She has a chazak of Tara. She hasn't seen Dam. Let's say she went to the mikveh when she was in Nida the last time. In the time of the Gemara, so everyone would go to the mikveh, not just married women, but even non-married women, because they had to eat taros. You had to eat kachim and truma, and you're not allowed to eat kachim and truma if you're tummy. So they would go to the mikveh. Nowadays, only a married woman goes to the mikveh, because we're not eating truma and taros. So it's only a nafkamina, labaila, so therefore only married women go to the mikveh. So, Dayan Shaitan, Shammai says that if a woman sees dam, what does she do? Right? She went to the mikveh, let's say, on Sunday. And then she touched taros and truma. Right? And then she sees that she's bleeding on Wednesday. So what does she do with the taras that she touched on Monday and Tuesday? Are they tame? Are they not tame? So Shammai says, no, they're fine. They're fine. Dayan Shaitan. The time that she sees dam, so mikanu lahaba, she has to be choshesh that she's a nida. And now she's not allowed to touch taras until she goes to the mikveh after 7 days. But the taras that she touched before are fine. Hillel omer mipkida lipkida vafilu liyamim harbe. Hillel says that she has to be choshesh from the last time that she did a bedika. Meaning, she went to the mikveh, let's say, Sunday. Let's say she happened to be bodek. She checked herself on Tuesday, and she saw she was still tahara, she wasn't bleeding. So any taros that she did, any taros that she touched before the pkida, before the bedika, those are good. But the taros from the last bedika, she has to be choshesh for. Because she can assume that between going to the mikveh and the bedika, obviously she was tahora, because if she was bodekas and didn't find dam, then there's no problem. But between the last bedika and this time that she sees dam, she has to be choshesh. So let's spread it out a little bit. Let's say she went to the mikveh on Sunday, and she sees dam on Friday, and she did a bedika, let's say, on Tuesday. So Basila would say everything from Sunday to Tuesday is fine. Anything from Tuesday to Friday is going to be a problem. And the Chachamim have a middle of the road shita. They say may ace la ace. You either have to be choshesh may ace la ace, no more than 24 hours, right? But it's from the last bedika. So if she did a bedika on Thursday, then you have to be choshesh from Thursday and on. If she did a bedika on Friday. Right? If it's less than 24 hours, so then she only has to be concerned from the time of the bedika. Right? If the time of the bedika is less than 24 hours, then she only has to be concerned from the time of the bedika. If it's more than 24 hours, then she has to be concerned from 24 hours before the time that she sees dam. Okay, these are the different shitas in the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara Nida and says, okay, let's try to be masbi. Let's try to explain these shitas. My time at the Shammai. What's the reason of Shammai? Shammai says, die in Shaitan. Well, he's not concerned about anything that happens before she saw dam. But why? She doesn't know when she started seeing dam. So she's bodek herself and she sees that she has dam on Friday. But maybe the dam started before, so why shouldn't she be choshesh before? So comes the Gemara and says a fundamental yesod. Kasavar hamed isha al cheskasa v'isha b'cheskas tahora omedes. Shammai is using the principle of chazakat meikar. This is one of the sources of the din of chazakat meikar. The sheet of Shammai. And we'll soon see the sheet of Hillel is not really against that. Right? But Shammai says, Hamid Isha al Cheskasa, she's Becheskas Tahora. So we can assume that she's Becheskas Tahora until we have a reason to believe that she's not Becheskas Tahora. The Hillel, what's Hillel going to say? Hillel is a little concerned. He's concerned from the last Bedika. Hillel says, Ki Amar Hamid Davar al Cheskasa, Hecha the Les Le Reyes Amigufe. Hillel says, you can only use a Chazaka if there's no Reyes in the Chazaka. Aval Itza, Kavan migufa kachazia lo amin an ukma cheskasa. Hillel says, "Of course I follow Chazak de Meikar, but here Chazak de Meikar is not going to help you. Why? Kavan the migufa kachazia says Rashi muada uregila hi lakach ein lacheskas tara. Hillel says that it's normal for a woman to see dam. That's the way that the world works. So because it's normal for her to see dam, the Chazak de Meikar that she's becheskas tara, that's not so stable." It changes. There's a reyesa in that chazaka. So Hillel says you can't rely on that chazaka. It's a chumrah that Hillel has. And Be'emes, it's interesting. The Gemara later on, I didn't assign it to you, but the Gemara in Gimel Amid Bey says that Hillel is really only machmir for taras and kachim. He really doesn't hold that you can't follow a chazaka b'chlal. By taras and kachim, he's more machmir to say that since this chazaka of the woman is very weak, so she can't rely on it. But really, In Chulin, in non-Taras and Kochim, Hillel would say, of course you follow Chazaka Demeikar, and even if it's not the best Chazaka in the world, you can follow Chazaka Demeikar, but it's a special din when it comes to Taras and Kochim. So, Fakta Gemara Azai. Let's see this Gemara now. This is the key. Fakta Gemara, Maishna mi mikveh, what's the difference between Noshim Dayan Shaitan and the case of Mikveh? Which case of Mikveh? The case that we know, Mikveh Shinim Devinitza Chaser. That's the case that Tosus on Daf Testament Beis quoted. You see, all the sugyas interrelate with each other. It's not Mikveh Shinim Devinitza Chaser, Kol Tairos Shinasu Al Gabav Lamafreya Bemishas Harabim Bemishas Hayochit Timeos. Mishnah says, this is not Rabbi Shimon Shita that Tosus quoted, but this is the Mishnah, this is how we paskin actually. That if you have a Mikveh, you measure the Mikveh, and you find that it's chaser, it doesn't have 40 saw. At some point in time, it had 40 saw. It was becheska shalim. And now you measure the mikveh, and it doesn't have 40 saw. So zok the Mishnah, all the tyros shenasu al gabav. What does that mean? All the tyros that were done, that you did, al gabav, on it. What, you put it onto the mikveh? No, based on the tvilos of the mikveh. The kalim that you were tovel in the mikveh, the people who were tovel in the mikveh, they then touched tyros. So you put the tyros inside the kalim. L'mafreya bein b'shus harab, bein b'shus yachat t'meos. Doesn't matter. Suffolk to Mishas Arabim, Suffolk to Mishas Yechad, doesn't matter, it's all going to be tummy. So, L'shamay kasha l'mafreya, l'hilo kasha v'aday. It's a kasha against both Shammai and Hilo. Right? Why does the Mishnah say, Bein B'Shus Arabim, Bein B'Shus Yechad? So just parenthetically, you look at Rashi. Rashi says, I know the din of Suffolk to Mishas Arabim and Suffolk to Mishas Yechad. Even though Suffolk to Mishas Arabim is fake otar, but here, it's a v'aday, it's not a Suffolk. It's not a suffix anymore. So because it's not a suffix, so therefore you're going to have to be machmir. It's not a suffix? So we'll have to figure out, why is it not a suffix? We'll see. So says the Gemara like this, it's a kasha coin to both Shammai and Hillel. Why? The ilu me'es la'es shebenida tolin lo ochlem v'lo sarfin. Hillel never said that by me'es la'es, by the mipkida l'pkida, that you'll be sorry if it's a truma, you assume bavade it's tame. But rather, tolin, we wait, we hang it, we leave it as a suffix, lo olchim v'lo sarfin. I told you, Hillel's whole din is a chumra. It's a chumra by kachim and taris. Okay? And here it seems like tameos, it's tame vadai. It's tame vadai. So Shammai is gorshve, because Shammai says you follow the chazoko, you're not metamil mafreya. So going to Shammai, it's Shver, we're Matamil Mafreya. Going to Hillel, it's also Shver, because here it sounds like it's a Tumah Vade, it's not just a Tumah Misafik. So what's the answer? So says the Gemara like this. The problem is, in the case of the Mikveh, there's a Cheskas Tomei. There's a Cheskas Tomei. Shammai says, by the Noshim, Stam Noshim, there's no Cheskas Tomei. There's a Cheskas Tara. Now everything changed. Okay, great, she has a Cheskas Tumah now, but she didn't have a Cheskas Tumah before. But by mikveh, shenim devinim tzachaser, the mikveh is becheskas, the mikveh, forget about the mikveh, there's a cheskas tamei of the gavra. There are two things to address over here. There's the mikveh and there's the gavra. There's a cheskas tumah of the gavra. So it doesn't matter the mikveh. Even though the mikveh was becheskas shalom, but there's a cheskas tumah of the gavra, so we have to be machmer. Back to Gemara, adarabah, ha made mikveh al cheskasa. Forget the gavra. The mikveh is becheskas shalom, so what's the problem? The emer lo chaser. Let's say that it's not chaser. As the Gemara, no, harei chaser lefanecha. Right now it's chaser. Three elements over here. We have a cheskas sholem of the mikveh. We have a cheskas chaser of the mikveh right now. And we have a cheskas tum of the gavra. So says the Gemara, come on, hachanami, harei dam lefanecha. You got a chazoka now, that there's dam now. So says the Gemara, hashdu the chazoi. Right? Hashdu the chazoi. She only saw now, so there shouldn't be a problem. Hachanami hashdu the chaser. It's only chaser now. Basically, the Gemara is putting together all the different chazakas, and it's saying, what's the difference between nida as opposed to mikveh? Says the Gemara, asam ikilamemer chaser v'asoi. Hasamik lememer chosav asoi. Where are we? Hasamik lememer chosav asoi. Chosav asoi, chosav asoi. Hocha miik lememer chazoi v'osa, chazoi v'osa. Says the Gemara, you know what the difference is between mikveh and nida? By the mikveh, the chazoka, the cheska sholim of the mikveh is chosav asoi. It's progressively evaporating. The water is evaporating. So the chazaka is asuya lehishtanos. It's constantly changing. But here, the woman is not necessarily constantly seeing. She sees at a moment in time. She gets dam coming out of the mukkah at a moment in time. So that's why the cheska shalem of the mikveh is weaker. And that's why it's going to be tameh by the mikveh. So in fact, the Gemara, really, is that true? Umay kushya? Dilma hagas hagas chazisei? Rashi explains that means that maybe the woman taka sees slowly but surely. Hagas hagas chazisei. What does that mean? It means that the dam gets more and more, right? She sees a little bit. She sees a little bit slowly but surely. Lashon revia, she'adam holech v'godel. The dam is getting more and more. So that means that a little bit comes out of the mukkah at a time. A little bit comes out at a time. So maybe a little bit started to come out of the mukkah into the beis achitzon, into the outer chamber inside her body. And maybe she actually became tumeya a couple of days ago. The actual tumah is not when it comes out of the body. It's when it leaves the mukkah and goes into the beis achitzon. How do you know, necessarily, that it happens at one point in time? Yes, it comes out of the body at one point in time. But maybe she starts seeing dam. Maybe the dam comes out of the mukkah slowly but surely. So that chazaka taka is changing slowly but surely. So says the Gemara, fundamentally so. No, the real chilek is like this. Hasam ika tati l'reyesa, hacha ika chada l'reyesa. The difference between nida as opposed to mikvah is that by nida, the woman is becheskas tara. There's one reyesa in front of us. What's the reyesa? It's she's tmeya lefanecha. She has dam lefanecha. That's it. There's a chazaka de meikara against the chazaka de hashta. The chazaka de meikara wins out. The cheskas tara wins out. But by mikvah, you have a tarti l'reyesa. It's a two against one. What's the two against one? You have the cheskas tomei of the gavra, and you also have the chazaka de hashta that choser lefanecha. Okay, that's the yisod, that by the mikvah shenim de v'nimtza choser, you have a cheskas shalim of the mikvah, but you have two against one. You have choser lefanecha, chazaka de hashta, and you also have cheskas tomei of the gavra. So because you have two problems over here, that's why by the mikveh we're going to assume that everything is tamei. We can't rely on the chazak of the mikveh because it's tarti l'reyesa. Simple pshat, tarti l'reyesa, it's two against one, that's the problem. Okay, two against one. That's the Gemara in Nida. Okay, we read it very slowly and carefully because now we have to go back and look at a Tosfos. Comes Tosfos in Chulin, our Tosfos, in Chulin, Esa Kasha, based on the Gemara Nida. Let's see the Tosfos in light of the backdrop from the Gemara Nida. Comes Tosfos and says like this: Taima, the leka l'shnuyei hachi ahi de mikveh shenim de v'nimtza choser. What the Gemara says, Rav Chista is matir. He's makel by the shchita to say shchita sukshera. Why? Why is he makel? He's makel because sakin isroy behem alo isroy. Why did they give this answer by mikvah shenim devnim tzachaser? The bereish nida the ka'amar hasan the kol tayrish and aswal gabav lemafreya kulan tumeos mishum de achaser lefanecha v'hamei tami al cheskaso. Because it's a tati l'reya, so we're going to be machmer by mikvah. Why should we be machmer by mikvah? V'lo aminan mikvah isroy adam lo isroy. The mikvah is isroy. The mikveh is Isroi, but Adam lo Isroi. Right? We don't say mikveh Isroi, Adam lo Isroi. We say that there's a tarti l'reyesa, cheskas tumah of the gavra, combines with the chazaka of choser lefanecha, and it beats the cheskas shalem of the mikveh. Why don't we say, no, there's no problem. Right? Why don't we say that mikveh Isroi, Adam lo Isroi? Where's the problem over here? The reyesa is in the mikveh, not in the gavra. The gavra did a ma'aseh tefillah. He did a ma'aseh tefillah, so what's the problem? He did a ma'aseh tefillah. The reyes isn't something else. But what should be the problem over here? V'hachanami neima hamid behem al cheskasa, ve'ema lo nishchata, harei hasaken pogam lefanecha. If you're going to say that tarti l'reyesa trumps saken isroi behem alo isroi, this idea that you look at the shoresh hasafik, so then we should say tarti l'reyesa over here too. And that sugi over there in Nida, we say tarti l'reyesa. We say it's a problem. It's two against one. Choser lefanecha plus cheskas tum of the gavra that beats out the cheskas shalem of the mikvah. But the reality is that the reyesa is not in the gavra. We care about the gavra. We want to know is the gavra tohar. So the gavra had a cheskas tumah, shkoyach. but he was tovel in the mikvah. So once he's tovel in the mikvah, then his cheskas tum of the gava should fall off. Either the reyesa, the reyesa is not in the gava, the reyesa is in the mikvah. Apparently, tarti l'reyesa is more. Tarti l'reyesa overpowers the idea of mikvah isroy adam lo isroy. So the same way over here. Why do we say sakin isroy behem lo isroy? It's the tarti l'reyesa over here. Because you have the cheskas isra of the behema, and you have the chazaka of harei pogom lefanecha. Same exact idea, right? Here, you have a cheskas badak of the sakin, you have a chazaka that pogom lefanecha, and the behema is becheskas isra. So how can sakin isroi behema lo isroi help me? Oh, the sakin, the reyesa is some external thing. The reyesa is not in the behema. So what? But if you have a tartil reyesa, the Gemara Nida said, the tartil reyesa trumps the one chazaka. So you should have a problem in Agamar too. Tosis and the Rishonim ask that you see from the Gemara in Nida that this idea that you always follow the Shorash HaSafik is not true if you have a Tartil Reisa. So just like by Mikvah you have a Tartil Reisa and it destroys everything, by Behema also you have a Tartil Reisa. It's the same Tartil Reisa. Pogum Lefanecha and Behema B'chaya B'cheskas Isser, that's a Tartil Reisa. So it should beat out the Cheskas Bodak of the Sakin. It should be a problem. That's the Kasha that all the Rishonim ask from the Gemara in Nida. That how can... If by mikvah we paskin that the taras are tmeos because you have a tartil reyesa and you don't say mikvah isroy adam lo isroy, so the same thing should be true over here legabe behema. This is the kash of Tosfos. So what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos gives three answers. Okay, three answers. Today we're only going to address the first answer of Tosfos. Okay, let's just look at the first answer. Yeshlomar, the shiny hasam the ikulamemer chosav asoy kideka amar hasam, says Tosfos. Here it's different, right? Here it's different than the case of mikvah. Because by mikvah, the cheskas sholem of the mikvah is very different than the cheskas bodak of the sakin. The cheskas sholem of the mikvah is choser va'asoy. And the Gemara in Nida already established that whenever the chazaka is choser va'asoy, whenever it's asuya lehishtanos, whenever a chazaka is changing, so then the chazaka is weaker. And because the chazaka is weaker, then somehow the din changes. Says Tosfos, since the chazaka, the meikara of the mikvah is chasav asoy, it's asuya lehishtanos, it's constantly changing because there's evaporation. So therefore, tarti l'reyesa is going to beat out that chazaka. Tarti l'reyesa is going to beat out that chazaka. That by the case of behema and the sakin, the cheskas bodak of the sakin is not chasav asoy. You need a maisa to be motzi from that cheskas bodak of the sakin. It's not going to change by itself. Sakinim don't turn into pegumos, a sakin pogum by itself. No, it needs a maisa to be motzi from that status. So because you need a maisa, it's different, it's stronger, and that's why tarti l'reisa is not going to affect anything over here. That's why we can say sakin isroi, behema lo isroi, since the shorish asavik is not the behema, that's going to be fine. We're not going to passel the behema just because there's a reyes in the sakin, because it's external to the behema. It's not the same as the behema. So because it's external to the behema, it's not going to be a problem. Because the reyes is in the sakin and not in the behema, it's not going to be a problem. Aye, tarti l'reyesa? No, tarti l'reyesa is not going to be an issue because here the cheskas badak of the sakin is not changing. That's what Tosfos answers. Now, the fact that Tosfos has other answers clearly implies that he's not sure whether this is a good answer. Meaning, even though the Gemara in Nida uses this idea of chosav asoy, chosav asoy, Tosfos is not clear, is not sure that this idea is relevant to the tarti l'reyesa concept. Right? The Gemara mentioned chosav asoy in Nida before it gets to tarti l'reyesa. The Tosfos is not sure whether that principle, the fact that the chazaka is Isra, does that play a role in Tarti l'reyesa? And that's why Tosfos gives other answers, because the other answers that he suggests are obviously assuming that even where the Tarti l'reyesa will create a problem, even if the chazaka, the chazaka against is not chosav asoy. Here, Tosfos says that Tarti l'reyesa is only a problem if the cheskas mikvah is chosav asoy. But according to the other answers of Tosfos, no, I still would apply Tarti l'reyesa to Behema, even though the cheskas badak of the sakin is not chosav asoy. Right? This is what Tosis is grappling with. Do we say the principle of Tarti Lereisa to overpower a Chazaka de Meikara only if that Chazaka de Meikara is Chosav Asai, if that Chazaka de Meikara is changing constantly, or do we say Tarti Lereisa even if it's not Chosav Asai? That seems to be the suffix of Tosis. What is this all based on? What's the Svara to say that Tarti Lereisa plays a role only if the Chazaka de Meikara that you're going against is Chosav Asai, only if it's changeable? What does that mean? So, if you look at the Gemara Nida basically presents the Yisod that Chazaka de Meikara always wins out against the Chazaka de Hashta. And until the Gemara says, right, when the Gemara first explains Shammai, the Gemara says that Shammai holds that since the woman has a Cheskas Tara, there's no reason to be motzi her from that Cheskas Tara. Hillel has to come onto his special idea that since Migufa Kachazia, there's a Reyes and the Chazaka, so that changes everything. But normally we would assume that Chazaka de Meikara should beat out a Chazaka de Hashta. In fact, the Gemara in Nida is viewed as a source of this principle. The Chazaka de Hashta is nothing connected to Chazaka de Meikara. Meaning, if I have a situation where the Chazaka changed, there was a certain status, Isser, Heter, Tuma, Tara, a certain status that changed. So we always assume that the original status continues until we know that it changed. Chazak de Meikara always beats out a Chazak de Hashta. That's really the yisod of the Gemara Nida. But the question is, how does Tarti Lereisa work bechlau? Everyone seems to agree that Chazak de Meikara beats out Chazak de Hashta. Even Hillel. The statement of Hillel, as we explain, the Gemara continues to say that Hillel was only machmir b'mokom kodshim and truma. But fundamentally, he would say the Chazaka de Meikara, of course, beats out a Chazaka de Hashta. So how do we understand the concept of Tarti Lereisa? How can Chazaka de Hashta combine with the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra to beat a Chazaka de Meikara? Chazaka de Hashta is zero. It's a zero. Call it Chazaka von Hein bis Morgen, but it's a zero. I have a Chazaka de Meikara over here, so the Chazaka de Hashta is nothing. So basically what you're saying is, what, Chazaka de Meikara loses out against what? Against a Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra and the zero. It's a Chazaka de Meikara of the Mikvah against Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra. It's equal. There's no two against one over here. The Chazaka de Hashta should be a zero against the Chazaka de Meikara. Why should we say the whole principle of Tarti Lereisa to begin with? Well, what does this mean? What does it mean that because it's Chosav Asai, somehow everything is going to be different? So, of course, the simple answer to this question that we've sort of given, simple answer is that of course, Chazaka de Hashta can't stand alone against Chazaka de Meikara. But the idea of Tarti Lereisa is that there's a tziruf, is a combination, it's a tag team. Combination between Chazaka de Hashta plus the Cheskas Tomei, that's going to win out against the Chazaka de Meikara of the Cheskas Shalim. It's the tziruf. Of course, Chazaka de Hashta by itself is much weaker than the Chazaka de Meikara. But the tziruf, the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra, it's going to win out against the Chazaka de Meikara. How does that work? How can a zero be mitzaref with the Cheskas Tamei of the Gavra? What is going on? So there's a comment of the Prima Godim that might help us a little bit. Prima Godim, look at the screen again. The Prima Godim has a line in Yeridaya. Prima Godim says, oh, I'm sorry about that. Just one second, please. Okay, the Prima Godim says, what's the Prima Godim saying? He's saying the principle of Tarti Lereisa only applies by a Chazaka de Isra. It only applies when the Chazaka de Meikara is weaker. Because if the Chazaka de Meikara is weaker, that gives a life to the Chazaka de Hashta. Right, when the Chazaka de Meikara is weaker, so then the Chazaka de Hashta now has the ability to combine with the Cheskas Tamei de Gavra. That's the Yisod, that could be the Yisod. This is perhaps one way to understand a comment of the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer discusses this idea of Tarti Lereisa. What kind of a halacha is this? How can the Chazaka de Hashta combine? Right? How can the Chazaka de Hashta combine with the Cheskas Tamei and change everything? So one approach seems to be like this. Even though Chazaka de Hashta b'magam Chazaka de Meikara is nothing, But the Chazaka the Hashta can combine with the Cheskas Tomei the Gavra, and it overpowers the Chazaka the Meikara. Why? Because the Cheskas Shalom the Mikvah is weaker, since it's Chasav Asai. Since it's Chasav Asai, it's weaker, and when it's weaker, the Chazaka the Hashta can be mitzdaref with the Chazaka, with the Cheskas Tomei, against the Chazaka de Isra. That's how it works. If the Chazaka de Meikara is not Isra, then of course it can't combine. Of course the Chazaka de Hashta can't combine with the Cheskas Tomei. It's only because the Chazaka de Meikara is a Chazaka de Isra, so then the Chazaka de Hashta is able to combine with the Cheskas Tomei, and that's what allows it to overpower the Chazaka de Meikara. That's why by mikvah we're going to say that it's Tomei, because we have the combination of Chazaka de Hashta and the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra against the Chazaka de Meikara, the Isra, because it's Chasev Asoi. Right? The Lashon of the Prima Gadim is that because it's Chasev Asoi, therefore the Chazaka is a Chazaka de Isra, and that's why it can combine with the Cheskas Tomei to go against the Chazaka de Meikara. Okay, this is one approach. Other approach is to say that maybe the Chazaka de Meikara is Isra even without Chasev Asoi. How is the Chazaka de Meikara Isra? How can the Chazaka de Meikara be Isra? How is it weakened even without Chosev Asai? Without the fact that it's Asuya Lishtanos, the fact that it's constantly changing? You could say the reason why the Chazaka de Meikara is Isra is because it's Chosev Lefanecha. The reality is we know it's changed. We know the state changed over here. So maybe once we know that the status of the individual changed, that Chazaka by definition is a Chazaka de Isra. Remember, we quoted the Chemda Shlomo, who distinguished between the Mishnah in Gittin and a case in which the Chazaka is Isra, where the Chazaka actually changed, right? Where, you know, in the case of Sota, right? We had in Tosis on Daf Tesem and Beis, the Chemda Shlomo said that in the case in Gittin, let's say a person is a shliach, the husband gave the shliach a get to divorce his wife, so the shliach is allowed to give the get becheskas shehu kayim. There, the Chazaka is not Isra. It hasn't changed. It's perfectly good. So, of course, everyone is going to say you follow Chazaka de Meikara there. But if we know that the Chazaka has changed, that now the status of the individual has changed, maybe that intrinsically weakens the Chazaka. Maybe the whole idea of Tarti L'Reyes simply is that not that Chazaka de Hashta teams up with the Cheskas Tumah de Gavra. No. It's not that it's teaming up. It's that once you have a Chosel Lefanecha, so that creates a reyesa in the Chazaka de Meikara. The Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah is not as strong as the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra, because the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah is Isra. Since it's Chosel Lefanecha, the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah is weakened. Maybe the whole idea of Tarti L'Reyesa is whenever you have a Chosel Lefanecha, whenever the Chazaka de Meikara has changed and is weakened, so then the other Chazaka that's standing against it is always going to beat it out. So the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra beats out the Chazaka de Meikara. It's not two against one. It's that the Chosel Lefanecha reveals that the Chazaka de Meikara of the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah is weaker now. And once it's weaker, then the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra is going to beat it out. That's the pshat in Tarti L'Reyesa. Not two against one, but rather the Chosel Lefanecha makes the Chazaka de Meikara of Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah weaker, and then the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra, that's not Isra, is going to beat out the Chazaka de Meikara, the Cheskas Sholem of the Mikvah. Mori, a question I saw?
Yeah, according to that second answer, he's basically saying that normally when you have two regular Chazakas, so one can't beat the other, but because the first one is weaker, so the current one can beat it on its own.
Exactly.
So why would the Prima Gadim say that you still need the other race, so with the Chazaka to beat it, if first Chazaka is already weakened?
Because the Prima Gadim is not assuming like this. The machlokas between the two drachim, if I can go back to the screen share, the disagreement between the two drachim is how do I create a Chazaka de Isra? Both of them assume that the Yesod of Tarti L'Reyes is based on the fact that the original Chazaka is weaker. But how does that happen? How does that happen? Can it only happen if the original Chazaka is Chosev Asai? Or can it even happen even if the original Chazaka is not Chosev Asai? The very fact that it's Chosev Lefanecha, the very fact that we see that the Chazaka has changed, is that enough to weaken the Chazaka to enable the Cheskas Tumah de Gavra to beat it out? Or do we say no? No, because Chazaka de Hashta B'makom Chazaka de Meikara is nothing, if all you have is the Chosev Lefanecha and it's not Chosev Asai, So then the Chazak Demekar is still in its strength. That's the Shaila. Do you say that the Chazak Dehashta, the Chosla Fanecha, is strong enough to create a Reisa in the original Chazaka, and now the Cheskas Tumah the Gavra is going to beat it out? Or no, it's not enough to create that Reisa. I need Chosav Asai to create that Reisa. So that could be the machlokas, the different deis in Tosfos. The first day in Tosfos is assuming that Tarti L'Reis is a principle that applies only where the original Chazaka is Chosav Asai. Because they assume that the only way that you can beat out the original Chazaka is by creating a situation where there's a Reisa, and the only way to do that is if the Chazaka is Chosav Asai. If it's not Chosav Asai, it's not gonna be enough of a Reisa. So then it's not gonna be a two against one. You're not gonna be able to beat it out. But the other deis and Tosfos say, no, Tarti L'Reisa can apply even if it's not Chosav Asai. What's the problem? Tarti L'Reisa can apply even if it's not Chosav Asai. How does that work? How can you have a two against one? The answer is the very state of Chosav Lefanecha, the very fact that the Cheska Sholem no longer exists, that itself is enough to create a Reisa. That itself is enough to create a Reisa in the Chazak Demekar. And once you have a race in the Chazak Demekar, then the Cheskas Tumah of the Gavra is going to beat it out. But the nafkamina between these two approaches, whether I'm creating a Reisa in the original Chazaka because it's Chosav Asai, or I'm creating a Reisa through the Chosav Lefanecha, the nafkamina is, does the principle of Tartu L'Reisa apply only where the Chazaka Demekar is Chosav Asai, or can it even apply even if the Chazaka Demekar is not Chosav Asai? And this is the machlokas, the different deus in Tosfos. Tosfos grappling with this idea. Is Tarti L'Reisa only a function of Chosav Asai, or can you say Tarti L'Reisa even if it's not Chosav Asai? And if you can say Tarti L'Reisa even if it's not Chosav Asai, so then we're back to square one. Why don't we say Tarti L'Reisa in our Gemara as well? Even if the Cheskas Baduk of the Sakan is not Chosav Asai, we should still say Tarti L'Reisa if the din of Tarti L'Reisa is not dependent on the original Chazaka being Chosav Asai. So we'll have to see on Sunday. We'll see the other answers of Tosfos, and we'll try to develop them a little bit. But the other answers of Tosfos are going to try to explain, even if we assume that the principle of Tarti L'Reisa can apply when the original Chazaka is not Choser Vasai.